Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are thankful.
父神，我们感恩。
For the Lord Jesus.
因着耶稣基督感恩。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的义。
He is the one and only mediator between God and men.
他是天地之间、神人之间独一的中保。
All blessings that come to us come from Him.
我们一切所得的恩惠都是借着基督而得的。
They come through Him.
借着他
they come because of him.
因为他
And so any spiritual benefit we have,
所以我们所得的一切属灵的福分
we owe it to Christ.
我们都欠他的债
And we want to learn more about that this afternoon.
今天下午我们愿意学习更多你的恩典
as it relates to the Lord's Supper.
与主的圣餐有关的一切真理
So we ask for your help.
我们求你帮助我们
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
This morning,
好，今天早上呢
in the first hour,
第一个钟头
we did an overview of the New Testament.
我们看了新约的中览
on the Lord's Supper.
我们中览了主的晚餐这一切有关的真理
Various terms and phrases are used to describe the Lord's Supper.
有不同的用词用在主的晚餐的这件事上。
The Lord's Supper involves giving thanks.
主的晚餐涉及于称谢、感恩、祝谢。
The Lord's Supper is called the Lord's table, the Lord's, and the Lord's cup.
也称为主的杯和主的宴席。
It was instituted by the Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们的主耶稣亲自设立的。
On the night in which he was betrayed.
在他被卖的那一夜，他设立了圣餐。
But he intended it not only for that night.
但是他的目的不仅仅是为那一晚上而已。
He intended it to be an ordinance for his church.
他的目的乃是设立这个圣餐的圣礼，为他的教会永远设立。
As the Apostle Paul says, until he comes.
正如使徒保罗说的。直到他来，我们都要领受主餐。
So between the first and second coming of Christ,
就是在主第一次降临和第二次再来当中这段时间
，the Christian church has the Lord's Supper.
基督的教会必须要继续领受他的晚餐。
I argued last hour,
我上一堂课也讲了
，that we commune with Christ through the supper.
我们借着主的晚餐与主交通，在他里面有份。
That we receive benefits through the Lord's Supper.
我们借着主餐得到主的益处和恩典。
That our minds, that our souls are affected.
我们的心灵，我们的灵魂都因此得到受到影响，得到益处。
Christ lived and died and rose on our behalf.
耶稣为我们死，为我们埋葬，为我们复活了。
He purchased redemption and all of its blessings.
他赢得了这救赎一切的恩惠和一切的益处。
But then he ascended into heaven and he sits at the right hand of the Father.
然后他升天坐在父神宝座的右边。
How do those purchased blessings get to our souls on the earth?
他所为我们赢得的这一切的天上的祝福，如何才能够临到我们住在世上的人呢？
That's the question of this sermon.
这是我们这篇信息要讲的内容和主旨。
And the answer is Ephesians 1:3.
啊，答案就在以弗所书的一章三节。
You can read that.
好，这是 verse. 好，这是前面两篇信息，现在第三篇信息。一章三节，我们同声来读：愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
God is to be praised.
我们的神当得称颂赞美。
And Paul says God the Father.
保罗特别提到父神上帝。
And in the rest of the passage, verses 3 through 14.
好，紧接着3到14节下面的经文里面。
We're told why God the Father is to be blessed or praised.
他告诉我们为什么父神配得我们的称颂与赞美呢？
Paul says, who has blessed us.
保罗说，因为他已经祝福了我们。
The Father has blessed us.
是父神 赐给我们各样的福分福气。
With every spiritual blessing,
好，他祝福我们各样属灵的福气。
In the heavenly places,
天上的各样属灵的福气。
In Christ,
在基督耶稣里，基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And then in verses 4-6,
然后第四节到第六节。
He gives us more of a detailed answer.
他又给了我们更详尽的内容。
Just as he chose us in him.
正如他在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
The Father chose believers in Christ.
父神在基督里拣选了信徒。
And for that reason, he is to be blessed or praised.
因此他就应当得到我们的称颂与赞美。
And then in verse 7,
然后第七节,
through verse 12,
到第十二节,
Paul talks about redemption won for us by Christ.
好，保罗继续讲到在基督里为我们所赢得的这个救赎之恩呢。
So in verse 3, the Father is to be blessed or praised.
好，第三节，父神配得我们的称颂赞美。
For election in the Son, verses 4-6.
四到七节，因为他在基督里曾经拣选了我们。
In verses 7-12, for redemption by the Son.
七到十二节，因为神的儿子圣子救赎了我们，所以父神配得赞美。
And then third, in verses 13-14.
好，第三点，十三节到十四节。
The Father is to be blessed or praised.
好，父神配得称颂赞美，为什么？
Because of the sealing work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的印记。
So you have a good Trinitarian passage here.
So 这里我们看到三位一体的神都在其中都涉及到的一段经文。
Each person of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
这三位一体的每一位圣父、圣子、圣灵
has a distinct work,
都有一个特殊的角色和工作
in connection with the salvation of our souls.
跟我们的救恩有关，他们各自有特别的任务和工作。
The Father is the chief architect.
父神是这位主要的导演啊,
the Son,
主要的工程师。
The Son is sent on a mission of reclamation or salvation or redemption.
哦，他差遣圣子来到世上，成全了这救赎的工作。
And the Spirit of God brings to our souls the things that Christ won for us.
然后圣灵把基督圣子为我们成全的救赎之功的恩典带到我们的灵魂、我们的心灵当中。
Salvation is of the Lord.
所以救恩是属乎耶和华，出于他的。
Now we're going to look at verse 3 only.
我们现在只要看看第三节啊，这段经文。
Verse 3 introduces the whole passage.
好，第三节呢，介绍了整段经文三到十四节。
It's kind of like an overarching topic sentence.
有点像这个主题经文的这个总架构。
And then,
and
then verses 4-14 kind of elaborate on it.
然后第三节、第四节到十四节呢，继续把里面的详细内容呢，向我们细细的分享。
It's important to see the structure of verse 3.
哦，看第三节啊，它的结构非常重要。
The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，我们主耶稣基督的父神、上帝啊。
Is further described.
继续他形容他
as the one who has blessed us.
他是那一位曾经祝福我们赐给我们福分的
The Father has blessed us.
父神赐福于我们
We might ask the question, well, how or in what way?
我们可能会问他怎么祝福我们如何赐福于我们呢
In Ephesians 1:3, Paul continues.
一到三节他继续第三节他继续说
withEvery spiritual blessing,
他赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
In the heavenly places,
在天上。
In Christ,
而且是在耶稣基督里曾经赐给我们天上的各样的属灵的福气。
This would mean,
这个意思就是
that Paul gives us three reasons,
保罗给我们三个理由
for God the Father to be praised.
三个我们要称颂父神上帝的原因或是理由。
God the Father is to be praised.
好，父神配得称颂。
Because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
因为他赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
God the Father is to be praised.
好，父神配得称颂。
Because he has blessed us in the heavens.
因为他赐给我们天上的各样属灵的福气。
And God the Father is to be praised.
好，父神配得称颂。
Because he has blessed us in Christ.
因为他赐给我们在基督里天上各样属灵的福气。
Three reasons why the Father is to be blessed or praised.
这个是三个父神配得我们称颂与赞美的原因。
The word bless
这个称颂这个词
can mean to praise, to worship, or adore.
意思是我们敬拜、赞美或是称颂他。
So as the apostle writes,
所以当使徒写这封书信的时候,
he is worshiping or adoring
他正在敬拜、赞美、称颂
the Father for the work of redemption,
称颂父神因为他成就了救赎之功,
trying to get others to worship and adore the Father for the work of redemption.
他也要我们一起跟他来敬拜父神因为他成了救赎之功。
And if you have believed the gospel,
如果你已经信了这福音,
if you've known yourself to be a sinner,
如果你知道自己是一个罪人,
and unable to present any good works to God,
你无善可陈, 你不可能把任何的善行献给他,
that would merit you God's favor.
你不可能靠自己的善行来赢得神的恩典, 神的笑脸。
If you know you're unable to earn God's favor,
如果你知道不能够靠自己的善行来赢得神的悦纳,
and you've seen Christ as your only hope for righteousness,
你看到基督是你唯独的被称义的途径,
you know that your salvation is not because of you.
你知道你得救不是因为你自己的行为,
you didn't do it,
你没有做任何好事,
you didn't manufacture it,
你没有生产它,
you didn't earn it,
你没有赢得它,
you didn't deserve it,
你根本就不配,
it was done for you,
是为你成了的,
it was given to you,
是赐给你的,
and it's secured by somebody else than you.
那是另外一位替你 保证成全的救赎不是你自己。
And so there's great reason to bless, praise, and adore the Father.
所以我们有任何理由都要赞美他, 这是要赞美称颂他是他成就的荣耀归给他。
So Paul gives us three reasons,
所以保罗给我们三个原因, 三个理由,
why God the Father is to be blessed,
为什么父神上帝配得我们称颂赞美,
by those he blesses.
因为我们蒙了他的祝福, 所以我们当称颂他。
Notice,
好,注意啊,
blessed be the God and Father,
好,注意啊, 愿称颂归于我们的父神,
who has blessed us,
他曾经赐给我们各样的福分, 福气。
We are to give praise and adoration to the Father,
我们要把称颂赞美归给父神,
because the Father has conferred benefits upon us.
因为父神把许多的恩典都加在我们身上。
We are to worship God,
我们要敬拜上帝,
as believers,
我们身为信徒, 我们要敬拜他,
because he has granted us,
因为他赐给我们了,
he has given to us,
他曾赐给我们,
给我们, unmerited,
白白的给我们,
undeserved,
我们不配得的,
favors.
因为这是恩典, 白白的恩典,
God has lavished, he's heaped, he's poured out.
哇, 神厚厚地把他的礼物浇灌, 哇, 上倾下倒, 倾盆大雨, 倾倒给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Gifts and graces upon unworthy people like us.
哇, 把这个恩典, 把这个礼物赐给我们这些不配的人, 这么大的恩典。
So we have three reasons God the Father is to be blessed or praised.
所以我们有这三个称颂父神上帝的原因或理由。
And I want to look at each one.
好,我们来分别看看每一点。
And we're looking at this in a context.
我们看的是一个背景,我们先要看看这段经文的背景。
The context is the Lord's Supper.
这个背景是主的晚餐,就圣餐。
What is it?
这背景是什么?
What happens through it?
上下前后文这个背景,
and
主的晚餐,
all the theological mechanics,
里头有很多的神学的这些, 这些神学的架构啊, 等等。
How can we explain it?
我们怎么去解释这神学的意义?
Does the Bible tell us?
圣经是否告诉我们?
It more than just grace was earned for us by Christ.
不仅是耶稣为我们赢得了这些恩典赐给我们而已。
Does the Bible also tell us,
圣经是否也告诉我们,
how the things won for us by Jesus,
这些恩典是如何借着基督被赢得的呢?
Get from the exalted Redeemer in heaven,
从这一位天上的得荣耀的救赎主, 从他那儿,
delivered special delivery to our souls.
从天上是特殊专送快递送到我们的灵魂里。
Better than UPS.
比那个 UPS 更好，比那个
way better than FedEx，
比那个 FedEx， 比那些专送快递更好的，递送到我们的灵魂里。
That's right. Okay, so the three reasons. First of all,
三个原因，第一个原因。
God the Father is to be praised by believers.
父神应该得到信徒的称颂赞美。
Because He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
因为他赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
Paul says, "With every spiritual blessing."
保罗说赐给我们各样的各样的属灵的福气。各样。
He has blessed us with every or all spiritual blessing.
或者各种各样所有的。一切的，一切所有的属灵福气都赐给我们了。
The word "every"
这个各样的意思
highlights
它强调的是
quantity
是数量啊 quality quantity,
quantity
数量丰富的数量。
All the spiritual blessings God has for sinners in Christ
神在基督里头为罪人所预备的所有一切的属灵福气，包罗万象。
He blesses us with
他祝福我们，赐给我们各样所有属灵的福气，一切的。
Everything that the Lord Jesus did for us，
基督我们成就的一切善功
，ends up coming to us，
最后临到我们身上。
God doesn't hold back，
神没有小气，把它吝惜这一切。
Every essential blessing for the well-being of our souls，
一切我们的灵魂所需要的基本的这些祝福。
Comes to our soul.
都临到我们的心灵。
God blesses us with it.
神祝福我们这一切的各样属灵的福气。
Every spiritual blessing.
各样。
God is no stingy giver.
神不是个小气的施舍者。
He is to be praised due to the quantity of blessings He bestows upon us.
神配得称颂，因为他给我们这个数量是丰丰富富的。
He lavishes.
他浇灌。
He heaps,
他上尖下流的倾倒。
He pours out blessings upon us.
他完全给我们，一点都不保留，毫无保留的赐给我们。
If you can imagine a bucket in heaven,
你想象天上如果大水桶的话。
And on the bucket it says blessings from Christ.
这个水桶上面写的基督里的祝福福分啊。
And you could imagine it being poured out.
你可以想象那个水桶就浇灌下来，浇奠下来，倾盆大雨。
There's no bottom in that bucket.
这个水桶没有底的，无底。
There's a fountain in grace in heaven. He's the Lord Jesus.
天上有一个恩典的泉源呢，就是我们主耶稣基督。
And he keeps pouring forth waters of blessings.
他不断的把天上的祝福的恩雨倾
out of himself as a fountain.
从他自己这个恩典的泉源而出
through this bucket.
泉涌而出，借着这个管道，这个桶子
everything.
各样
He did for us
他为我们所成就的一切
comes to us
都临到我们。
The father doesn't say Son stop that
父神没有说哎，儿子停下来太多了。
I'll only get eight out of the ten blessings to her
我只能给他那女孩给他十分之八吧。
And six for him
给他十分之六吧他少一点。
They got to earn the rest
其他他们要自己努力靠自己行为来赚得不
Look down in verse 8
你看看第八节怎么说
？Or verse seven.
好 ，sorry， 第七节，你看看你那个章节上面，第八节、第七、第八节怎么说
？Ephesians 1:7-8. Read those.
啊，七到八节啊，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏赐给我们的。
That sounds good.
太美好了，充充足足，丰丰富富。
So
abundant.
Yes, abundant. Lavish is an old word. Abundant, heaping, keeps on giving over and over everything we need.
这不是恩雨点滴毛毛雨啊，这是倾盆大雨，哗啦哗啦哗啦。
But notice.
好，注意啊。
With every spiritual, blessing.
是各样属灵的祝福，属灵的。
What does he mean by spiritual blessing?
属灵的什么意思啊？灵。
Some people would say, "Well, you can't see him."
有人说，因为你看不到嘛，所以是属灵。
You got material things.
你有物质的东西。
Like wood.
像是木头。
And you got spiritual things.
你还有属灵的灵灵界的东西。
You can see wood, you can feel wood.
你可以感觉到木头，你可以摸到。
But you can't see.
但是你看不到。
Feel spiritual things.
也感觉不到属灵的世界。
Now that concept of spiritual is certainly an option here.
哦，这个属灵那个概念哦，那个解释是一种解释之一了。
I don't think that's what Paul means.
但是我相信这里不是保罗的本意。
What are spiritual blessings?
那我们属灵的福气是什么呢？
Now, this word spiritual,
哦，这个属灵的意思啊，这个字
is used 26 times in the New Testament.
在新约是用了26次。
And all except two of the uses,
除了其中两次之外呢，
are found in Paul.
都是保罗用的。
Peter uses this word twice.
彼得曾经用过两次属灵这个字。
Paul 24 times.
保罗用了24次。
Nobody else uses it.
其他的新约作者都没有用过这个词。
So we can almost say this is a unique Pauline word.
所以我们可以说这是一个保罗的专用词啊，几乎可以这么说。
It often refers to that which pertains to the Spirit of God.
这通常呢，这个指的是与神的灵属灵啊，与圣灵有关。
For instance,
例如,
just turn two books over.
我们再翻回
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章啊。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节啊，你看，因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，属灵的。
Says there's spiritual wisdom.
这里说属灵的智慧和悟性上。
A spiritual understanding.
属灵的悟性上。
Do you think he means by that invisible?
他的意思是说看不见的灵界的，是不是？
Or that which pertains to the Spirit of God.
或者是与神的灵有关呢？
In other words, that which the Spirit of God brings to us or causes within us.
换言之，是神的灵赐给我们的智慧悟性。
Spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding,
属灵的智慧，属灵的悟性，
are produced by the Spirit of God in the people of God.
是神的灵在我们心里头，在神的百姓的心中所产生的智慧与悟性。
Romans 1:11 is another text.
罗马书一章十一节是另外一段经文啊，保罗用的。
Where Paul uses the word spiritual, 1:11.
好，第一章的十一节，我们看看上面一段经文。因为我们切切的想见你们，要把些什么属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。
Again, there spiritual.
哦，这里又一次讲到属灵的。
Doesn't mean something you can't see.
这个属灵的意思不仅仅是你看不见的灵界的而已啊。
It's something that pertains to the Spirit of God.
乃是与圣灵有关，神的灵有关系的，属于圣灵的。
Do you want to look at all 24 uses in the New Testament?
你要不要看这所有24节保罗用的经文在新约里头？太多了吧。
No, in the Bible it says two or three witnesses suffice.
啊，圣经说两三个见证人就够了啊，不用那么多。
But you can turn over to 1 Corinthians 2.
我们也看看哥林多前书第二章啊，还有一次。
1 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16, you can read it. 14
到16节，我们大家同声来读。然而，属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道。因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透，属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透他。谁知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。Okay.
Verse 15.
第十五节啊。
He who is spiritual appraises all things.
啊，那属灵的人能看透万事。
Does that mean he who can't be seen?
那意思是不是说那个灵界的人啊，那看不到的人啊，不能，是不是这个意思？不是，
no.
不是吧
？And notice in verse 14.
再看看第十四节。
A natural man.
哦，那属血气的人。
Does not accept the things of the Spirit of God.
不领会神圣灵的事。
So the spiritual man.
所以属灵的人呢？
Is somebody who does accept the things of the Spirit of God.
是那领会神圣灵的事的人，对不对？
So to spiritually appraise something.
所以能够从灵里头看透万事呢？
Means that you're a recipient.
就是你是一位接受者。
Of the ministry.
你接受
of the Spirit of God.
圣灵的, 神的灵的工作的,
giving you the ability to discern things.
神给了你能力, 好叫能够, 叫你能够领会, 灵界的事情, 因为圣灵给你能力。
1 Corinthians 3:1-4.
我们同声读, 弟兄们, 我从前对你们说话, 不能把你们当作属灵的, 只得把你们做属肉体的, 在基督里为婴孩的, 我是用奶喂你们, 没有用饭喂你们, 那时你们不能吃, 就是如今还是不能, 你们仍是属肉体的, 因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争, 这岂不是乎肉体, 照世人样行吗? 有说我属保罗, 有说属亚波罗, 你们这岂不是你们和世人一样吗?
In both these passages,
好, 这两段经文当中哦,
the spiritual person
这位属灵的人,
is the one who knows
就是那一位能够知道
that which is of the Spirit of God,
能够领会神圣灵的事的人,
or the one under the ministry of the Spirit of God,
或者这一位受到圣灵工作所影响的人,
and almost every use by Paul in the New Testament,
在新约里头, 保罗几乎每一次用到属灵的这个词的时候,
this word spiritual,
这个属灵这个词的意思, 对他来说,
refers to the Holy Spirit,
指的是圣灵, 神的灵。
One man says this, therefore,
有一个人说, 因此,
the prevailing usage of the New Testament,
在新约里头, 大多数这个属灵这个用法,
warrants us in saying this,
可以保证我们, 可以这么说,
these blessings in Ephesians 1:3,
在以弗所书第三章第一节, 这各样属灵的这些福气啊,
are termed spiritual,
是属灵的,
from their connection with the Holy Spirit.
他们是属灵, 因为他们跟圣灵, 跟神的灵有关系, 所以是属灵的, 跟圣灵有关,
so spiritual blessings,
所以属灵的福气,
are the benefits,
是这些恩典,
that come
这些好处,
as gracious gifts,
是神给的礼物,
delivered to us,
是传递给我们, 专递快送, 快送专递,
by the Holy Spirit,
是借着圣灵赐给我们的福气, 就是属灵的,
every spiritual blessing,
各样属灵的福气,
no needed blessing is lacking,
没有任何缺少的福气了,
nothing that God has promised,
没有任何神所应许的,
nothing that Christ has secured,
没有任何基督为我们赢得的,
is held back,
他不给我们的,
and these blessings,
这一些福气,
are deposited into,
是存款, 存在我们的,
the hand of the Holy Spirit,
是存在圣灵的手中,
who delivers them,
圣灵把这福气,
to our souls,
传递到我们的,
it is, the ministry of the Holy Spirit,
这是圣灵的特别工作,
to take the things of Christ,
把基督的一切,
and to bring them to souls on the earth,
把这福分带给地上的人,
the Father planned or orchestrated redemption,
父神他导演了, 或者是他计划了这救恩,
the Son accomplishes redemption,
神的儿子耶稣成全了这救恩,
and the Spirit brings the fruits of redemption to our soul,
圣灵把这救赎的果效带到我们的心灵中, 灵魂里。
So God the Father is to be praised by believers,
因此父神配得信徒的称颂与赞美,
because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing,
因为他曾在耶稣基督里祝福我们, 各样的属灵的福分, 赐给我们各样属灵的福分。
But secondly,
好, 第二点,
he has blessed us in the heavenly places.
好, 第二, 他也在哪里? 第二是, 天上的福气, 赐给我们天上的属灵的福分。
Can you translate that for me?
Okay, because he has given us all heavenly blessings.
Heavenly blessings.
Heavenly, heavenly.
Ah. That's a good translation.
From heaven.
Yes.
从天上来的福气。
Yes, they're from heaven, but we experience heavenly blessings on earth.
但是我们在地上经历到天上的福分,
从天而来的。 You ever heard the song? I think that brother's heard it. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
你们听过这首歌? Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen.
He's saying too fast.
Well, I follow Michael.
He's a good teacher. Or a bad teacher. I think that's what he's talking about here.
我相信他讲的就是这个, 天上而来的祝福。
We're not in heaven.
我们现在不在天上。
We don't live in heaven.
我们不住在天上, 对不对?
In the sense of the special presence of God where Christ is at his right hand.
哎,这天上是神的特别的同在地方, 父神坐在父神, 耶稣坐在父神右边, 在天上。
But Paul says the Father has blessed us, believers.
但保罗说啊, 父神赐给我们各样的福气。
What does it say again?
各样天上的福气, 天上。
Translate for me.
Heavenly blessings.
Okay, heavenly. I gotta write that down.
Heavenly.
With heaven. With heavenly blessings.
哎,天上的福分。
What does that mean?
什么意思? 天上的,
are the blessings in heaven?
是不是那些祝福在天上, 还在天上?
There are certainly blessings in heaven for us.
当然天上有很多福分,
the chief blessing of heaven is?
天上最大的祝福就是,
who is it?
是什么? 是谁?
Christ!
是基督嘛,
okay?
对不对?
Heaven is not heaven without Christ.
如果没有基督在天上, 那就不是天堂了。
But is that what Paul's talking about here?
难道保罗这里讲的就是基督在天上的福气, 那个天上呢?
He blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
他赐给我们各样天上的祝福, 属灵的福分。
In heaven.
在天上, 天上。
So we have blessings in heaven.
所以我们在天上有祝福。
Is that what he means?
是不是这个意思? 在天上,
we certainly have blessings in.
当然我们天上是有祝福, 没错, 基督是,
but if every spiritual blessing,
但各样属灵的,
means that which the Spirit of God brings to us,
意思是属灵的, 神的灵带给我们的,
then these heavenly blessings he's talking about can't stay up there.
所以他所说的这个天上的祝福, 不是天上, 不是留在天上的祝福,
where Christ is,
不是在基督那里的祝福。
That's why I said, heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
所以我们刚参加的时候说, 天堂降下, 神的荣耀充满我的心灵。
It is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
哎, 这是圣灵的工作。
To bring a slice of heaven.
把天堂的那一点点的天恩的滋味,
to our souls.
带到我们的灵魂里面。
I want to show you that.
让我说明啊。
Hopefully.
盼望可以说清楚。
Who has blessed us in heavenly or with heavenly blessings.
好,
one commentator says these blessings
好,
pertain to that heavenly state
好,
into which
在其中呢,
the believer
信徒,
is introduced.
被介绍, 被带到其中的天上的光景。
So as believers, we're brought into a state of existence while we're on earth here.
所以我们这些信徒啊, 我们在世上, 神把我们带到一种光景, 一种属灵的境界当中。
That's different than being lost, of course.
这个境界当然跟那些失落的人、不幸的人不一样, 对不对?
And different than being in heaven.
这跟天上也不一样, 跟上天堂那个情况, 那个境界也不一样, 对不对?
And yet we're introduced into this state of existence now.
然而神把我们带到这种属灵的特别的一种信徒的境界。
In one sense,
从一个角度来说,
we could define heaven as this.
我们可以对天堂下这样的定义啊, 天堂。
That place,
那个地方啊, 天上,
where God's presence,
那是神的同在的地方,
is manifested,
是完全同在, 完全彰显,
intensely,
是, 完完全全, 毫无保留地彰显, 在天上。
And we might even add in a kind of a personal way.
我们可以甚至再加上, 这是一个, 他个人亲临在我们当中, 在天上。
With reference to men,
指的是跟人的关系啊,
creatures created in God's image,
我们是神所造的, 按着神的形象所造的, 被造者。
Heaven is where God dwells among men.
天堂是, 神与人同在, 完全同在彰显的地方, 对不对?
Or we might even better say,
或者我们可以更好地这样解释啊,
where God manifests himself,
那里是神彰显自己,
to men,
向人类,
to women,
像男男女女所有的人类彰显完全彰显的地方，对不对？
All believers in Christ.
所有在基督里的信徒。
So in that sense,
从那个角度来看，眼光来说呢？
Heaven doesn't have to be a geographic location.
天堂不一定是
only
不仅仅是一个什么地理的位置，一个地点啊。
Heaven can be a state of existence.
所以天堂天上也是一种存在的环境，一种境界。
A state of existence that we share,
我们一同分享的一种境界，属灵境界。
In part with others,
in part, 我们跟别人一部分分享的这种境界。
For instance,
例如啊
，Let's say you're at a birthday party.
譬如你参加一个生日的庆祝大会。
And it's a very festive occasion.
是一个 festive.是一个很欢喜快乐一个庆祝的场合。
And one of your friends couldn't make the party.
其中一个朋友你来不了，不能参加生日宴会。
But you wanted to share the joy with your friend.
但是你愿意跟你的朋友分享这
so you get on the phone.
这个喜乐，你就拿起电话。
And your friend answers the phone.
你的朋友就回电了。
And you pick it up.
你把它就打开。
So she can hear or he can hear all the noise.
所以你把它把你手机拿起来，让他听到这个欢乐的声音。
So she could or he could share in part the festive occasion.
所以你的朋友在远方就可以一起一部分分享这个生日宴会的喜乐，对不对？
And your friend went from being lonely and sad because they had to work.
你的朋友就不会那么孤单，因为他要工作，他不能来，那么悲哀。
To being jealous and angry with you for calling.
如今呢，他被对你很嫉妒、很生气。你干嘛跟我打电话？我来不了。
No. To be from being lonely to being jealous and wishing they were there.
他从孤单变成哎呀，好激动啊！他就我盼望我可以来啊。
Even though your friend wasn't there physically,
虽然你的朋友他的身体不能跟你们同在
，your friend could share in the festive.Occasion,
但是他可以分享你这个宴会的快乐
but only in part.
但只有一部分而已，对不对？
Because you brought the occasion to that person at work.
因为你把这个宴会的喜乐带到他在工作上的岗位上，借的电话。
You took the aroma of the party and put it on the phone line, and it was delivered to your friend.
你把这个宴会的馨香之气借着电话传给他，他在工作岗位上能够尝到一点。
That's what I think Paul means here by heavenly blessings.
是，我想这是保罗说的天上的福气的意思。
The Spirit of God,
神的灵
brings the things that Christ has in heaven,
把基督在天上的福分
to our souls here on the earth,
传递到我们地上的心灵当中。
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
天堂降下。神的荣耀充满我的心灵，我的灵魂。
Now everything that Christ has for us,
基督为我们所预备的这一切的福分丰盛。
Specifically, the things of the future,
特别是那个将来的福分。
Await His second coming,
还要等候他第二次再来才能够完全实现。
But we do get a taste,
但如今我们可以初尝
of the age to come,
初尝那个天恩的滋味，那个将来的荣耀。
In the ministry of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵在我们心中的工作，我们可以尝到一点。
Ephesians 1:13-14,
在以弗所书第一章的13:13-14，13-14节，我们看看啊，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的什么凭据？只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
A pledge or a down payment of our inheritance.
这是一个头款、凭据或者是值。头款，买房子头款一样。
If I owed you $100,
如果欠你100块钱
，and I gave you $10,
我先给你10块钱
，as a pledge toward the full payment，
啊，这就是我会把所有的钱还给你的凭据。
That would be one thing，
这是抵押，这是一件事啊。
But when God，
但是当神
gives the Spirit，
把他的圣灵赐给你
And minister, he ministers in our souls.
这个圣灵在我们心中动善功,
as a pledge.
这是一个凭据,
as a down payment.
这是他的抵押,
of full redemption to come.
这是那将来那个完全的救赎的所下的押金头款,
a part of the whole has come.
那个整体的一部分已经来了头款。
Paul says a similar thing in Ephesians 4:30.
在以弗所书第4章30节, 保罗也说了相似的话。 4章30节, 不要叫神的圣灵担忧, 你们原是受了他的印记, 等候得赎的日子来到, 受了他的印记, 等候得赎的日子来到。
2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22.
第 2 Corinthians, 哥林多后书, 1, 第一章, which verse?
21 and 22.
21到22节, 我读给大家听。 那在基督里坚固我们和你们, 并且高我们的就是神, 他又用印了我们, 并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
So the Spirit of God is given to us as a pledge.
所以神的灵, 神把他灵赐给我们, 成为一个印记, 一个凭据,
as a down payment,
是押金, 是头款,
of more to come.
因为他还有更多的祝福要赐给我们。
So these blessings that Paul's talking about,
所以这里保罗所提到的各样的属灵的福分啊,
in the heavenly places,
是天上各样属灵的福气, 天上,
are not stored up for us to be enjoyed later.
不是以后有一天存在天上我们以后才能享用的,
at least not all of them.
不, 至少不是全部啊,
we get heavenly blessings now.
我们现在就可以得到天上祝福。
We get blessings that come from heaven now, brought by the Spirit of God to our souls.
我们借着圣灵可以把天上祝福带到地上进到我们的心灵当中。
That's why I said it is as if heaven is brought to our souls by the Holy Spirit.
所以说就像 天啊,天被带到地,
based on the work of Christ for us,
因为根据基督为我们成了的救赎,
being applied to us,
而且应用在我们的身上, 我们的心灵里。
So we are to praise the Father,
所以我们要称颂我们天上的父神,
because by the ministry of the Spirit,
因为借着圣灵的工作,
a slice of heaven is brought to our souls,
天恩的一部分, 天上的天恩的滋味带到我们的灵魂当中。
Third,
好, 第三点,
God the Father is to be praised by believers.
父神也配得信徒的称颂,
because he's blessed us in Christ.
第三点, 因为他赐给我们在基督里的福分。
The phrase in Christ is used many times by Paul.
保罗呢, 在基督里这个词啊, 用了很多次。
11 times in verses 3 through 14.
3到14节他用了11次。
It refers to our union, our connection with Christ.
这个基督里指的是我们跟基督的联合。
The Father has blessed us,
父神祝福我们,
because we're related to Christ.
因为我们跟基督有关系。
We're connected to Christ.
我们跟基督息息相关,
we're in union with Christ.
我们跟基督联合。
What Christ has done for sinners, we get because we're connected.
我, 基督为罪人所成就的, 我们可以得到, 因为我们跟基督有关。
We're incorporated into him.
我们在基督里, 我们成了他的一部分, 在他里面有份。
And you get connected to Christ,
当你跟基督联合的时候, 挂钩的时候,
through faith,
借着信心,
through faith alone,
唯独信心。
So all saints,
所有的圣徒,
all believers,
所有的信徒,
since they're all connected to Christ,
既然我们都跟基督挂钩,
they get every spiritual heavenly blessing,
我们就得到了各样属灵的天上的祝福,
because of that union,
因为我们跟基督联合了。
And it's because believers are in union with Christ,
因为我们这些信徒跟基督是同一的联合的,
that they get what the Holy Spirit brings to souls.
我们就得到圣灵赐给每一个信徒的祝福。
That's Ephesians 1:3.
这是以弗所书的1章3节。
And I want to draw out two applications.
好, 我要做两个结论。
Of Ephesians 1:3 to the issue of the Lord's Supper.
好, 应用在圣餐, 就主的晚餐上, 跟晚餐有什么关系?
The first one is this.
好，第一个应用是。
Ephesians 1:3 helps us understand that and how God brings grace to men.
好，以弗所书一章三节帮助我们理解啊，了解神如何把他的恩典，天上的福气带给世上的人。
God the Father is to be praised.
父神配得称颂。
By believers.
是。信徒应该称颂他。
Due to the ministry of the Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵的工作。
In ushering into our souls,
因为圣灵把我们引进。
Blessings that have been purchased for us by Christ,
把基督为我们赢得的祝福引到我们的心灵当中。
So a taste of heaven is brought to the souls of believers by the Holy Spirit.
所以借着圣灵，我们可以尝到天恩的滋味，我们的心灵可以。亲自的尝到那个天上的祝福。
Somebody once said that grace in a soul is glory begun.
好，有人说呢，心灵里头尝到天恩的滋味是恩典的开始。
Or grace is glory in the bud.
或者那么说，恩典就是，这是神的荣耀，我们尝到一点，那个叫什么？味觉。
We need one.
尝到天恩的滋味，这就是恩典了。天上的。
Have you heard that before? I think a Puritan said that.
Yeah, 一个清教徒说那个话，我没听过。
The Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊
，brings purchased blessings,
把他所基督所赢得的祝福
，from the mediator between God and men,
借着天地之间的这位中保
，Our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是我们主耶稣基督
，who is exalted at the right hand of the Father,
他如今已经得荣耀，坐在父神的右边
，in heaven,
在天上
，that which Christ in heaven purchased for us while he was on the earth,
那基督在地上为我们赢得的这一切的福分与恩典
gets back down to the earth in our souls brought to us by the Holy Spirit.
如今借着圣灵带到我们的灵魂里头，我们得到天上的祝福福气。
Redemption accomplished by Christ
基督所成就的救赎之功
means blessings for those he redeems.
就可以意味着他所救赎的人可以得到这些祝福，对不对？
The benefits of redemption
救赎的这一切的好处恩典
through Christ's blood
借着基督的血
are brought to the souls of elect sinners
当我们这些蒙拣选的罪人我们就得到了他的祝福我们的心灵就尝到了这天恩的味道
and this is the work of the Holy Spirit
这是圣灵的工作圣灵
so if you're here today and you're saved
如果你今天你是一个得救的人你是个基督徒
that's an effect
这就是果效
you didn't cause it
你没有促成这个果效。
How many of you pray, Lord, I thank you for my salvation that I earned, that I did myself.
你们说主啊，谢谢你，因为我这个救恩是我自己赢得的，是我靠我的行为，是我有功劳，有没有
？Even the conviction of sin,
甚至我们认识到自己是罪人这一点。
Being convinced, I'm a sinner, I'm guilty.
我们扎心，哎呀，我有罪啊，我无地自容啊。
Is an effect of the Spirit's ministry in you.
都是圣灵在你心中工作的果效，是他，不是你自己。
You say, but I repented.
那说我，你说我悔改了。
It's called a gift of God.
这个悔改也是神赐的恩典。
I believe.
我信了。我信我。
That's a gift as well.
这也是神给你的礼物，神赐的。
You need to agree with Martin Luther.
你必须要同意马丁路德啊。
He said the only thing we contribute to our salvation.
他说我们唯一能够贡献给我们救恩的
is our sin.
就是我们的罪。
Everything else is a blessing or a gift that comes to us.
其他一切都是恩典，都是礼物。
Earned for us outside of us.
是不是靠我们自己呢？是另外一位替我们赢得的救赎恩典。
By the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们的主耶稣基督才得到这一切。
So that the benefits of Christ's blood and body.
所以耶稣的身体跟他的血，我们赢得这一切的好处。
Our spiritual blessing
是属灵的福气
，put into the hands of the Holy Spirit by the mediator
是借着这一位中保放在圣灵的手中，这位传递者的手中
，to be delivered to souls on the earth
好送到地上的心灵当中，有需要的心灵中
，through the Lord's Supper
借着主的圣餐
，communion with Christ
我们与主的交通。
And the benefits of his blood and body takes place.
那我们就可以得到这他的身体跟他的血所为我们赢得这一切益处，这个有就在里头有份了，就得到了。
This communion is affected by the Holy Spirit.
这是借着圣灵才能够挂钩的一种天地的交通。
The bearer of blessings from the Father because of the work of the Son.
因为the bearer.
The bearer, bringer.
Okay, 圣灵 the Holy Spirit is the bearer.、Right? Mm-hmm. 圣灵是这一位邮差，是专递快送的。他把这天上的恩典，因着基督所成就的救赎，把这一切的好处、福气带给我。
This is how the Lord's Supper is a means of grace.
这就是主的晚餐如何成为恩典的途径的方式。
It was instituted by Christ.
是主耶稣所设立的。
And is blessed by the Spirit of Christ.
是借神的灵所祝福的。
To the nourishment of our souls.
为了我们灵魂的供应。
Just as our Lord Jesus,
正如我们的主耶稣基督,
is the mediator between God and men,
是神跟人之间的中保,
the Holy Spirit,
照样圣灵,
is the mediator between the exalted Redeemer,
他就是,也是一位中保,他是在那得荣耀的,在天上的这位救赎主,
and elect sinners on the earth through the means of grace.
和这些蒙拣选的信徒在地上之间的中保。圣灵是这，是天上的基督和地上蒙拣选的罪人之间的中保。
Through the Lord's Supper,
好，借着主的晚餐
，God does something to us.
神在我们身上成了一些事。
Quite often, people look at the supper as something we do for God.
往往我们以为这主的晚餐是我们为主做什么。
Of primary importance,
好，这最重要的。最重要的,
In the Lord's Supper,
主的晚餐最重要的意义
is what God does.
是神为我们成就的。
Not what we do.
不是我们为他做什么。
The Lord's Supper is above all,
主的晚餐呢,尤其最重要的。
A gift of God.
是神给我们的恩典礼物。
A benefit of Christ.
是基督给我们的好处。
A means of communicating His grace.
是传递他恩典的途径
，grace from Christ in heaven，
天上的基督的给我们的恩典福气
，is communicated to believers on the earth，
传给在地上的信徒
，by the Holy Spirit，
借着圣灵
，through the Lord's Supper，
也借着主的晚餐传递给我们这些福气。
The Holy Spirit takes the things，
圣灵把
of the exalted Christ，
把那得荣耀的基督的一切的恩典。
And discloses them, gives them to believers.
启示分发给地上的信徒。
The Holy Spirit brings spiritual blessings.
圣灵把那属天的福分。
Special delivery.
是专递快送专递。
To our souls.
给我们的灵魂 USP.
From Christ.
UPS. 借着基督。
Yes, better than UPS.
比 UPS 更好。
And a second and final application is this.
最后的一个应用乃是
Ephesians 1:3
以弗所书一章三节
supplies us with the theological mechanics which are assumed by 1 Corinthians 10:16.
提供了林前十章十六节所设想的这个神学的途径，神学的这个
tells us how it works.
告诉我们它怎么样子接连接轨的。
When we take the supper,
当我们领受主的晚餐的时候
it is the Spirit of Christ,
是神的灵
who brings the benefits of Christ,
把基督给我们的好处福气
to the people of Christ,
带给神的百姓，对不对？借着神的灵
it is the Spirit of Christ,
是神的灵
who brings the benefits of Christ,
把基督的一切福分
to the people of Christ,
给神的百姓。
Now some people teach,
有些人教导
You take the Lord's Supper,
你当你领受主的晚餐的时候
and it does something to everybody who takes it.
它会对每一个领受的人都产生一些果效。
It is the Spirit of Christ,
不是神的灵
who brings the benefits of Christ,
他把基督的一切的福分
to the people of Christ,
带给神的百姓。
If the Spirit of Christ doesn't bless the supper,
如果神的灵不祝福主的晚餐的话
It won't benefit you.
那你根本得不到任何好处。
That's why you'll hear in older doctrinal statements.
所以你会听到一些很古老的信仰告白当中。
Only worthy partakers benefit from the supper.
只有那些配领受主圣餐的话，人才能够得到圣餐的好处。
And a worthy partaker isn't a sinless person.
一个配得配领受的人不见得是完全无罪十全十美。
A worthy partaker is just a regular faithful Christian.
一个配得圣餐的人是一个正常的一个普通的信徒，他信主。
Somebody who's sorry for their sins and have repented.
一个人他为他自己的罪忧伤痛悔，他愿意痛悔。
Believe the gospel.
他相信福音，愿意悔
改。 Been baptized.
他受洗了。
Is a member of the church in good standing.
他是教会的一个成员，他正在跟随主。
And wants to be more like Christ.
他愿意越来越像主效法基督的模样，就这样一个。
So the supper doesn't work automatically.
所以这个主的晚餐不会自动的为你效力。
Some of you probably heard of the medieval theologians.
也许有人听过那些中古世纪的一些神学家。
They asked a lot of excellent questions.
他们问了很多很好的问题啊。
They asked a lot of questions that to us seem silly.
对我们来说，我们以为他们问的挺愚昧的，挺简单的。
But in one sense, they're not silly.
从一个角度，他们问的并不简单。
Like the question that went like this.
譬如啊，他们问
，If the priest consecrates the wine,
好，如果这神父把主的杯分别为圣了
，and it is transformed into the actual blood of Christ.
哦，就变质了，变成了耶稣的血了。
And if he does the same with the bread,
如果他照样也把主耶稣的身体，把那个饼也变成身体了。
And the bread becomes the body of Christ.
那个饼变成了耶稣的身体了，肉了。
And eating that benefits us.
如果吃了那个能够对我们有那个神奇的果效，使我们得到好处的话。
If the altar boy drops some of the bread on the floor,
如果那个这个圣坛的小孩童啊，他们拿就是这天主教把那个饼啊掉在地上的话
，and a mouse ate the bread,
哎，那个小老鼠吃了那个饼
，would he become more like Christ?
哎，这小老鼠会变成越来越像基督啊，会不会
？It seems silly.
这听起来好像很
，but it is a good question.
很笨，但其实是一个很好的问题啊。
The answer is no.
问题是不会，绝对不会。
But not just because he's a mouse.
不仅是因为他是老鼠。
But because we have to go farther back than the mouse.
我们必须追溯的更远一点。
The bread didn't become his body.
哎，这个饼没有变成耶稣的身体，
The bread
变成肉。
Is a symbol.
这不过是一个象征。
And as we partake.
哦，当我们吃这个饼的时候。
The symbols
这个象征
symbolize a reality in heaven.
它所象征的是天上的一个实际。
Christ, who already died for us,
那基督已经为我们死了
has benefits for us.
他的死对我们有益处，有恩典。
And they come to us.
这个恩典临到我们
only when the Holy Spirit brings them.
唯有借着圣灵才能临到我们。
So only as the supper is blessed by the Holy Spirit, does it profit us?
唯有这主的晚餐被圣灵祝福了，我们才能得到真正的益处和恩典和福气。
The Spirit of Christ,
神的灵
brings the benefits of Christ.
基督灵把基督的恩典
to the people of Christ,
给基督的百姓。
And then praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
颂赞归于我们天上的父。
Praise Father, Son, and Holy.
赞美圣父、圣子、圣灵。
That's the doxology.
这是我们的什么颂啊？三一颂。
Yeah. But you can see in Ephesians 1:3, there's something interesting.
你可以看到以弗所书一章三节有些很有趣的事啊。
The God and Father,
父神、上帝
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们主耶稣基督
spiritual Holy Spirit,
属灵就圣灵的福气，三位一体。
You see a Trinitarian doctrine in Paul in verse 3 itself there. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
第三节你就看到了三一神的一个教义，圣父、圣子、圣灵，对不对？
This view of the Lord's Supper I've been trying to give you.
我所给你的，我给你我这个观点有关主的圣餐的认识啊，
is very Trinitarian.
是跟三位一体的神每一个都是息息相关的三位一体。
Trinitarian and yet centered upon what the Son did.
三位一体的神，但是他的主要的焦点是耶稣基督所成就的。
The Son was sent by the Father.
父差遣子来到世上。
And the Son lived, died, and rose on our behalf.
这子为我们活，为我们死，为我们从死里复活。
And yet, even though this view is centered on what the Son did for us,
虽然这个观点是以基督为中心的。
This view of the supper I've been trying to give you,
我要给你的这个有关主的圣餐的这个概念，这个观点
is vitally connected to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
也是与圣灵的工作是息息相关的，紧密接连的。
So that's why I said, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
所以要颂赞归给圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. 我们祷告。Father, we thank you for your word.
父，我们为着你的道感恩。
Thank you for Ephesians 1:3.
也谢谢你以弗所书一章第三节。
Thank you for explaining to us.
感谢你向我们解释了。
How the benefits of Christ.
基督他给我们的恩典如何。
The things Christ has done for us.
基督为我们所成就的一切。
The things Christ has for us.
基督为我们所预备的一切恩惠。
How they get from heaven to us.
如何从天上临到地上到我们。
By the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵。
In conjunction with the means of grace.
也借着神的恩典。
The word of God is a means of grace.
神的道就是恩典的途径。
By it we can grow.
借此我们得以成长。
So we pray that you would bless it to that end.
就求你祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.